Greetings, Earthlings, and welcome to Live from Zarloth, a weekly improv newscast from the depths of space, hand-delivered to your ugly front door by Shoulder Knife. At this time, we ask that you relax, boot up your improbability drive, and enjoy. Long live Zarloth!
Good evening, subjects of the Empire. You are listening to Live from Zarloth. This is your number one resource for breaking news. I'm Herc Dercules, and it is my honor to bring you tonight's top stories from across the cosmos. Now, intergalactic friends, this is a very special episode. Not only is this my first time as your host, but we have about 8 billion new listeners. So, let's welcome to the Zarlothian Empire, the humans of Earth. Come on. Let's give it up for those humans. Welcome. Now, as a newly conquered and highly primitive planet, you must have so many questions about the wider galaxy, and I'm here to answer them all. You won't ever have to worry about missing a thing, because LFZ is mandatory listening for subjects of all species and solar systems. Now, I'd be remiss if I didn't take a moment of silence in memory of our former hosts, Tedris and John Bolius, who disappeared under very mysterious circumstances. Rest in peace. Enough of that. Now, on to tonight's stories. First, we have the...
Now, who wants to get Daddy a latte? Good to see you, Hots. All right.
I'm sorry, is this...
Sorry, kid, you're in my seat.
You're our seat partner. This is my seat. I am Herc Dercules of Live from Zarloth.
All right.
We are live. Live.
Whoever's producing this, if you could get my big shot intern here out of my seat. We've got news to talk about.
No. I think you're actually misunderstanding me. I am Herc Dercules, and we are live from Zarloth. Right now. You understand what I'm saying, partner? You understand?
Yeah. I see. It would appear there has been a little bit of a misunderstanding on the producer's side, but don't worry, my dear listening audience. Ooh. We're going to get this all sorted out right away. And hey, I'm happy to have the big man sitting here. What was the name? One more time.
My name is Herc Dercules. I have no idea who you are, sir.
All right. Coffee cup being delivered to me shortly, and this delicious stack of papers.
It is pretty delicious. What does it say?
My name is Ron Spackman.
Ron Spackman.
Spackman of you know.
I have no idea.
Oh my goodness,
Ron, who are you? Our listeners must be so confused. These Earthlings have never even listened to Live from Zarloth.
I'm sure there's a lot of confusion and. My dear listening audience, there is nothing more important than rallying together in the confusion. And as a proud Spackman myself, I am pleased to work with my beloved Burke.
No.
Birkenstock with me here, and we are going to...
Herc Dercules.
I see. God bless you. Here's the thing. We've got news for you, and we're going to sort through this mess later.
Breaking news... Breaking news. Tonight's top stories with Herc Dercules and Ron Spackman.
That is right. And frankly, I couldn't apologize more. I understand. This is such new territory for everyone involved. And so I would like to, as a token of goodwill... share a little bit of our time with my new friend here, Berculus, and we are going to sort the news out for you. The cosmos is a delightful and beautiful place, and we're here to bring it to your doorstep, Earthlings.
It is delightful, and I'm so pleased with the genuine kindness of my new associate. I remember when Glorbon 6 was conquered by the glorious Zarlothian Empire. It was definitely adjustment, but you know what got me through?
What got you through?
It was hearing the news from Tedris and John Bolius on Live from Zarloth, and now me and Ron have an opportunity together to share some of that same feeling that I experienced as a young Glorbanian.
Yes, in the most craft-a-wish child sense of the term, yes.
That's a pretty common thing across the cosmos.
Yes, we find you have that as well, which, lovely program, frankly. Craft-a-wish.
Craft-a-wish.
It's where you send a villain to a very healthy child.
Yeah, and then he does something. We don't know what. It could be good, could be bad.
You don't ask questions after.
You're flipping a coin.
You're changed. You just changed. Still healthy. Changed.
Sometimes you live. Well, depends on what the villain's doing. Tonight's top stories. Ron, as an act of goodwill, I will allow you to share the first of our breaking news stories from across the cosmos. Go for it, Ron.
Oh, absolutely.
I like
nothing better than the news.
Yeah, we love it.
Right here we have our first and quite possibly the greatest headline to come out of today's news cycle interplanetarily is the controversial Prince Makasu Joranus is to be crowned king of the famed interplanetary vessel Erroneus 4. Many have had open criticism of Joranus, claiming him to be too immature to claim leadership of the iconic ship. In a recent statement, Makasu Joranus replied to the criticism with the following quote.
When my food gets too big, and because that's when Mom says that I can't have it because of dessert can't be too early, because then our tummy can't have it.
I really appreciate how he said my tummy can't have it. I feel like that shows a lot of growth in
Makasu Joranus.
Makasu Joranus from the last, I don't know, 200 years or so he's been kicking around. That's pretty big.
Frankly, there's nothing more important than seeing signs of maturity in leadership. And compared to the last leader of Erroneus 4.
Erroneus 4. Can't have a good leader. It's cursed.
Let's just say a couple of planets didn't exactly have a happy ending thanks to the piloting of Erroneus 4.
That's right. Ron knows all about this story. Ron, you should explain what happened to those planets.
I can absolutely explain. Yeah. Frankly, I lost friends. I was, you know.
You did.
I lost friends. I feel like a lot of people lost friends in the deletion of Primus 4.
I miss Primus. Primus had some good food. You ever go to Primus 4 and you just get a little bit of that space gravy and it's in your mustache and it's just dripping down the side of your chin and then suddenly, space gravy.
So yeah, my brother died there.
Oh yeah, sorry. I would not have said the previous statements if I'd known that.
No, that's my brother.
Ron's crying right now.
No, I'm not. I am smiling.
Crying from your five eyes.
Smiling. These papers are getting wet somehow.
Five blue eyes full of tears.
Dehumidifier in this. Primus 4. You could equate it to something of a Paris in Earth terms, a Paris, Texas, as it were.
Beautiful city in Texas.
And a common destination in the cosmos. And Makasu, his father, Spicus. Spicus was, shall we say, what would be the Earth term? I'm so sorry. I'm still learning some of your terms. Yeah. I'd say mentally handicapped.
As an expert, I would say that the general Earth term could be handicapped.
Handicapped, but in the brain. But his brain couldn't walk.
They ended up putting his brain in a bit of a chair.
A brain wheelchair.
Yeah, that's what they used to call it.
Which isn't exactly what you want at the front of a ship a helmsman.
No, it doesn't really strike a professional. It doesn't really strike a leadership.
The confidence is a
position in your mind. No, it's not really. You got somebody walking around, but what's piloting him?
Right.
It's just a brain in a chair.
Right. You have a brain piloting a ship, but the brain's in the chair. And who's pushing the chair?
Who's pushing the chair? It's more of an idea, really.
Who's really pushing the chair around here?
Is it the brain? Is it the body? Is it someone else? Is it space?
Food for thought.
It really is.
Anyways, my brother was enjoying a lovely croissant on Primus 4. We have those
like
in
space. Like you do in Paris, Texas.
There's a lot we have in common, Earth. Frankly, it's been lovely learning more and more of your culture. All that to say, brain in a wheelchair crashed a spaceship through the middle of a planet.
It happens. I have heard about such things happening.
Primus 4 was a tragedy, and once again, I apologize for my previous statements, and I am sorry about your brother and I. I just hope that maybe one day there will be a Primus 5. I think that could do us all a spot of good.
Frankly, I wasn't even crying for my brother. I was crying about how good that gravy sounded.
Oh, that gravy was so good.
That was phenomenal.
Well, on to more breaking stories.
That's right.
In tonight's news, breaking very recently. Warlord Crump of Flurga Minor is retiring from his 100-year war against the Porch Pirates of Zar. When asked the reason for the sudden change, he had this to say. Let's roll that clip.
My damn legs don't work anymore. But too many times jumping off the damn roof. Well, I would wait up there, waiting for the damn Porch Pirates to come, and then I'd jump off the roof and say, "Yeah! Porch Pirates, gotcha!" And each time I'd hurt my legs a little bit more, and well, now I can barely walk. As you see, I drug myself in here, and that's about it.
Bold words from Warlord Crump.
Now, you Earthlings may not be entirely familiar with the Warlord, but this is stuff of legends to any. Any creature across the cosmos.
He's like Davy Crockett on Earth.
Right. It would be a Davy Crockett mixed with a Vladimir Putin, mixed with the Boogeyman.
Yes, a bunch of heroes.
Phenomenal, phenomenal Earthlings. I personally, my mother would tell me stories of the Warlord to get me to go to sleep. And she said, hey.
Oh, really?
He will wreck your shit.
Absolutely. Warlord Crump is something of a bedtime story legend. My mother told me similar stories. She'd tell me about how Warlord Crump would jump off his porch. And you see, back in the days when he was actually committed to fighting the Porch Pirates, he'd hop off his porch and he actually would not hurt his damn legs. Mm. As he pointed out, that is no longer the case. But as a young Glorbonian only standing 3 feet off the ground, that frightened me. I was thinking about big old Warlord Crump jumping off the porch and rattling the very ground.
All right.
And it put the fear of Glorp into me.
Yeah. As someone about 3 times the height of the creature sitting next to me.
I'll take it.
The fear was universal. And I think there's something, even as an adult, I take away from it.
Oh, yeah.
We're not so different. You Earthlings and us. In fact, the similarities are striking. And whatever it is, you look in the mirror and see behind you that thing that is looming, that fear over your shoulder, whatever it might be. Ours is so much scarier, and your fear doesn't matter.
Your fear really does not matter at all. We are constantly afraid of what new thing might be coming out of the edges of this ever-expanding universe. As a very tiny Glorbonian, I could be stepped on tomorrow.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah. And we say this not to belittle, but to let you know that nothing on your planet is worth fearing.
It's really not. You have absolutely nothing to worry about.
There's nothing to fear, especially now as part of the Empire. Frankly,
exactly.
The best thing that could have possibly happened to Earth. And, well, frankly, we're just happy to have you here on the broadcast.
We're just happy to have you here joining us as part of the Zarlothian Empire. What could be better, Ron? What could be better?
Speaking of nothing better.
Nothing better. Let's hear it.
To prove that, frankly, we are so similar. I feel like a broken record.
It's a broken record over here. I'm starting to be okay with Ron. I was lying a little bit. I'm more okay now.
I'm sorry for... I came in a little hot, but...
You're coming strong, demanding coffee.
When you're told you're going to be leading the desk and live from Zarloff, what can you say? You come in hot.
You were told that, too. That's funny. That's what I was also told. Breaking news!
Local dog saves hero from tree.
That's really good.
I just flashed up on that teleprompter. That thing looks delicious.
In politics, esteemed Zarlothian ambassador Michelle Obama has returned from his 60-year mission on Earth. He details his political exploits and also his romantic entanglement with a ruggedly handsome human who appears to have been some sort of king. Mm. You can find all of this information in Michelle's new memoir, Girl, You've Done It Again. I think that's really special. I'm glad Michelle's back after all these years. We've sure missed that guy.
Top 10 Zarlothian, frankly.
Top 10.
And I can't even begin to regale to Earthlings no. the rights that Michelle has brought to sweet potatoes.
Yeah, you've known Michelle for a few years, but the rest of the universe, we've known Michelle for eons. Mm. She loves a good sweet potato.
Like
pardon me. He loves a good sweet potato, and there is no way around it.
All right.
There's no way around it. Well, we're glad to have you back, Michelle. Welcome to Zarlof, live from Zarlof.
In the vein of Girl, I Did It Again,
Girl,
however,
I Did It Again.
In the world of celebrity gossip, renowned artist Spritney Beers was spotted growing her hair at unnatural speeds near her residence in Malaglu in Carry On 7. She claims it to be an act of independence against her conservatorship. But in this anchor's opinion, I think she's on hard drugs.
I did not know that. And I would have never expected that from her.
You don't see that kind of thing from Spritney every day.
I think a lot of young space aliens are looking up to Spritney, and I think that is just... Mm. You have to wonder, what are the parents doing? What right. are the parents?
What is going on?
Are they serving her the drugs?
Right. Poisoning poor Spritney. Because behind the doors, it could be violence and clawing. But outside the doors, it's gloops, gla, glim, gong, glim, glim.
Glim, 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 glim. I love that song. Now, people of Earth, you may not know that song by Spritney Beers, but you will soon enough. You know, speaking of her parents, I find it very interesting that the race that she is from, in terms of aliens, what planet she is from.
Right. Carry On 7.
Yes, Carry On 7. The mothers actually eat the fathers.
This is true.
Shortly after the younglings are born. Has that even happened yet? I feel like I keep seeing Mr. Beers in the news. He has not been eating it. Could that be contributing to this broken household?
It could be contributing to even the tension in the environment. Obviously,
it's
a very,
no doubt.
It's a very intimate act. It's deeply erotic.
Yeah.
The process of this romantic consumption, they splash an aphrodisiac on the head of the father figure. Mm-hmm. They tell him, who's a big boy? He says, I'm a big boy, and then just...
It's a big old chop. You couldn't see what Ron was just doing, but he actually simulated eating the male partner by eating one of his pieces of paper. That was very impressive, Ron. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you for committing to that.
There's nothing that matters to me more than broadcasting.
Well, me being Herc Dercules, there's nothing more glorious and important to my three hearts than broadcasting.
I'm actually being made aware by something. Oops. Sorry, our producer is getting through to me. I'm being made aware that there's a cheap ripoff of Spritney Beers on Earth.
What?
Who not only can't grow her hair out at ungodly speeds,
what?
But only has two arms instead of the God-ordained eight she should have.
Oh, two arms instead of eight.
Every moment is truly a new nightmare for you Earthlings. I take back what I said about having nothing to fear. Yeah. I'd fear your little Spritney Beers thing.
You're saying there is a bipedal...
That's right.
...Spritney Beers.
That's right.
How the heck?
That's right.
Does she hold all eight microphones?
That's right.
Can anybody hear? Earthlings, let us know. Can you hear this Britney ripoff? Or is she just so dang quiet that it just does not even matter? Is she making music? If she's not making music, what's the point?
She's not growing hair.
No. That's about half the battle right there. Making music, growing out your hair, being Britney Beers, doing hard drugs. I guess that's three things, technically.
Frankly, the thought of it has that piece of paper I ate coming back up.
Oh. Is it coming? Hey, take it easy. I can move to our next story. Are you sure? You all right? Easy.
You.
All right.
I'm gonna clear this. You take.
Okay. All right. Easy, Ron. Easy, Ron. All right.
No. Professionalism. This is live from Zarloff.
We're live from Zarloff right now, baby.
Live from Zarloff, and as a true broadcaster from a lineage of famous broadcasters, I would like to share this next story from across the cosmos with you.
Okay, let's hear it.
The Touring Blamsketball Act, known as the Gorlamp Globe Stompers, have found themselves in the middle of a betting scandal after reportedly throwing a game they were supposed to win.
They did not.
The Globe Stompers have destroyed their arch rivals, the Goslington Minerals, in every exhibition game for the last 70 years. But last evening, Globe Stompers players were seen intentionally tripping on the pitch during key plays, audibly stating, "Oh no, I slipped! Oh no!" Shortly after the conclusion of the match, multiple Gorlamp roster members were seen in a Starship dealership in a nearby system, while some others were seen at the prestigious Marlins on Main, throwing priceless cuts of meat into each other's mouths while shouting, "Damn! What am I gonna do with all this money? I mean, damn!"
That is a lot to take in. See, Goslington is a broken franchise, so them winning anything, that's already red flag number one. What is that even all about? They're hanging out with each other. They're throwing games.
The way I see it is
diabolical.
If you tour the galaxy,
mm-hmm.
and you're obviously destroying your opponent as an act of showmanship, let's not kid ourselves into thinking the Globe Stompers are a, you know, professional sports team. It's an entertainment act.
It's what it's all about, baby girl. That's what it's all about. They're just entertaining.
So for them to throw, I feel like it's them throwing in the towel as much as it is throwing a game, because who's going to actually attend it if they feel like the people they're buying the merch for, they're supporting, their kids know these names.
It's throwing away the expectations of right. millions and billions of fans, and I think that is just despicable. I feel like it is dishonest. And to my glory, Bonnie, and heart, that just feels downright wrong.
Mm.
There's no two pieces of pie about it.
Two pieces of pie? But,
oh, you don't know about pie?
Okay, I've never heard the expression in all detour. My years.
So two pieces of pie refers to a earth dish, as I have come to learn. As I have spent copious hours studying the documentary that the Zarloffian Empire presented to me to learn to speak your languages and to be able to communicate with you, they gave me this documentary called Interstellar.
A DVD copy of Dallas Buyers Club, yes.
I was going to say Interstellar, but they also did give me Dallas Buyers Club. I really like that one.
Mm.
But Interstellar is the one that really caught me, and it's all about this little alien called Murph. And Murph enjoys a good slice of pie as much as anybody. We'll get you some pie. Earthling, send us a slice of pie so that my new friend Ron can give it a try.
I'm very excited. I'm also, forgive me, I'm curious. And the fact that we were somehow both promised key anchor position here, I was provided with a different set of resources to learn about Earth ways. I was not provided with Interstellar. I did receive a copy of Dallas Buyers Club on a DVD device.
It's mandatory watching, I think. If you have eyes, you should watch Dallas Buyers Club.
I watched the first 2 minutes and I said, it's not for me. I did, however, receive multiple other films which were part of my education. Obviously, we did not speak English until you all were conquered, so we're learning your culture piece by piece. We're learning what you value, and obviously we wouldn't be broadcasting if we didn't have a extensive knowledge of who you are and what you believe, which is why I watched the beloved masterpiece Caligula, followed by Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Now, talking about pieces of pie, those two films are peas in a pod. That's another one I've learned.
A double feature.
Caligula and Chitty Chitty Bang Bang are a double feature. You must be right.
It's like sensation. Hyman Barber.
Hyman Barber, what's that one?
Well, it was there are two films in your local theaters.
Hyman Barber with the pink.
Everyone came and they saw the Hyman about what happened in one of your world wars, and then the other being about the atom bomb.
Yep. This, if you can't tell by now, we are utterly fascinated with all these things that we are just learning about you humans. And it's so special. It's so special learning about you. I do have one question. So, for you Earthlings, that you should absolutely send us an email or something.
Oh, we're, yes, please.
We're going to have something set up so that you Earthlings can communicate with us. I really want to know about something called Freemasonry. You heard about Freemasonry, Ron?
It's a, to my understanding, it's a craft of some sort to
it
mason with bricks.
It is a prestigious club of Earthlings named after the skill that you are talking about.
I see.
From what I understand, the Freemasons are all genuinely lovely people, and they are doing everything that they can to bolster the economy of Earth.
Well, that's just lovely.
It just sounds like a humanitarian effort. And I'd like to join. Earthlings, when you get in contact with us, you let me know how to join the Freemasons, all right? I'm very into this.
Sounds lovely.
I'm not lying. I am.
There's
I'm
actually
truth-telling.
A good handful of groups I've heard are similar to this. None
oh, really?
Quite as precision. I must apologize. I've not heard of the Freemasons.
Yeah, it's all right.
I did, however, hear of a group of scientists from Florida that
really?
Are delightful. Land of clear waters. And, well, there's nothing I'd love more than to spend some time with those scientists. So if you know any of these scientists, you let me know. And, Florida. Well, we'd love to hear from you.
Florida scientists. Let's hear all about it.
Clearwater, Florida.
All
the
right,
scientists.
All right. Yes.
Mm.
Yep.
There's so much yet to learn. I'm over the
learn.
Moon about it.
We.
God, that teleprompter looks so tasty.
You want to take a bite out of the teleprompter, Ron?
Hmm?
You said you want to take a bite out of the teleprompter? Is that what's going on?
I don't think so.
Ron's having a bit of a moment. This is just... Ron. Ron, you ain't gonna find a snack in those notes. You looking awfully hungry.
Someone drew on this with crayons.
Ron, are you sure it wasn't you that drew on him with crayons?
I don't think so. I eat crayons.
You also eat paper, as we have come to learn.
I do. The news!
This has been Live from Zarloff with Herc Dercules.
And Ron Spackman.
And Ron Spackman. And we can't wait to bring the news to you once again next week. You take care, Earthlings.
Ron Spackman.
Herc Dercules. Good night.
You all have an excellent evening wherever you live on Earth.
Herc Dercules signing off.
Followed by the key anchor. Ron Spackman.
And thrown back to the most important part of this team, being me, Herc Dercules. Good night.
This has been Live from Zarloff, a Shoulder Knife production. Herc Dercules was played by Joey Fajone. Ron Spackman was played by Andrew Fajone. This episode featured special guest Judah Fox as Warlord Crump. Art design by Bernadette Schwagel. Audio production by Joey Fajone. Theme music by Andrew Fajone. Want to keep up to date with Shoulder Knife and never miss a new episode? Follow us on social media, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and follow Live from Zarloff on Spotify and wherever you listen to your podcasts. To support Shoulder Knife and have access to future exclusive content, join our Patreon. Thanks for listening and see you next time.
In politics, esteemed Zarloffian Ambassador Michelle Obama. I'm going to do that again.